Welcome to show one of Giggles Radio on Side Podcast Radio, coming at you with 30 minutes of fun, facts, frolics, and other things beginning with F. You by the Gold Stars. The Gold Stars are a four-piece rock band from Chicago. They say that what brought them together in music was them having a mutual affection for the golden age of rock and roll when American kids tried to sound like British kids, trying to sound like black kids. The first time I heard them was when I was trying to find music for the last Giggles Radio. They and the Dandy Warhols are the only bands coming back for the second set of shows, so that tells you something. I don't know what it tells you, but something, surely. Coming up in the show, we have our/your/my/tune/song thing, some more case notes from Dr. Giggles, and some more great music. But first, we'd like to play you this important message from the world of F1.
Hi, I'm Heikki Kovalainen, and I would like to take a few moments out from my busy days of being kidnapped by Sorry Amy to tell you about an important charity which is to be decided upon later. I would like you all to support this charity by going to the Side Podcast homepage, looking on the right hand side and pressing donate. And if you do, Amy says that she won't make me sign any more things for her, just for a moment, anything. You could donate some money. Okay, thanks, bye.
Ever since Amy got into Formula One, there have been five dominating factors for her. First, of course, she fell for the Finnish drivers big time. Perhaps it was their chiselled blonde looks. Perhaps it was that to win in Formula One, first, you must be Finnish. Whatever it was, she was hooked. That led her to her second love in Formula One, Mika. When Mika wasn't writing catchy pop records in London, he was out storming around the Formula One tracks of the world. A man. A legend. But soon, a third love emerged, a certain Kimi Räikkönen. As Kimi gravitated towards the silver McLaren, Everything was correct in the world of Amy. But then, a sad thing happened. Kimmy moved to the red side. Disaster. But then, a bright light emerged in Amy Land. A new dawn. Hecky arrived in Formula One. And in an amazing, joyous thing, for Amy, he too went to McLaren. But sadly, the news has started to turn bleak for Amy. Hecky may be on the way out of Formula One, and Amy's fifth dominating factor has been trying to remind everyone that Nico Rosberg isn't Finnish, no way, no how. All Amy wants now is for Kimi to be allowed back to McLaren, and for Nico to exit Formula One forever. But until she gets that, Amy, this song is for you.
Upon us without reason, my dignity. I hope you didn't notice as it slipped away. What wouldn't I do for a dream? Kiss a sleeping beauty for a miracle. If only I could play the scene. The world would only better for it anyway. What wouldn't I give just to hold her again? I'd give everything and always. Or just to hold her in my arms once again. How can I survive the memories? And I still remember everything. Nothing lasts forever, save your memories. How right you were. 'Cause every time I close my eyes, it's you I see. Now we all won't save the world. Puzzles come together in small pieces. So while you're out on your crusade, I'll be tending fires with your memories. What wouldn't I give just to hold her again? I'd give everything and always. But just to hold her in my arms once again. How can I survive the memories? I still remember everything.
That was I Still Remember by Goat. Goat isn't a band, but is actually Andrew Scott Rosen, son of baseball legend Al Rosen. Apparently, baseball is a sport that they have in some parts of the world, and I suppose it is somewhat like Formula One in that you go round in a circle. That's the most I've got about that. We must be almost ready for Dr. Giggles to be in session, and we will be ready for him after this short advert. Do you like pinging? Do you like to ping? Well, with the SidePod Pinger, you're in for an awesome pinging session. With up to two settings of working or broken, it's the SidePod Pinger for all your pinging needs. Not an actual pinger at all product. Only the one setting of broken is available. There is no guarantee. This is not a guarantee that there is no guarantee. Hi, welcome to SidePod Classics, a new feature which delves back into the memory banks of SidePodcast. I'm Alexandrov, and I'm willing to present to you some of the classic tunes from SidePodcast's history. I remember the very first time back in, was it 2007, 2008, 2009, when I first heard Amy McDonald with her classic tune, Mr. Rock and Roll. It came to me on a summer morning, or winter morning, I don't remember. But it was a morning, because it was the Parade Lab, and that's what we were listening to. On that morning, we listened to the tune, Mr. Rock and Roll, by Amy McDonald, and I was transported. Only hours ago, I had heard from my learned girlfriend the classic words that this song, this Amy McDonald's Mr. Rock and Roll, was a classic. And so now I present it to you as a classic for our time, Amy McDonald with Mr. Rock and Roll.
Too many more.
This is the practice of Hanzo Giggles here. Please leave your message after the tone. Hi, it's Eddie Jordan here. I'm calling you Dr. Giggles because I don't know. I invented Formula One. I don't know if you know that. I invented it, but let me just ask you a question. A kind of convoluted question. I invented Formula One, and I don't know if you knew that. And then after that, I have to say, people haven't given me the respect that it's due. I don't know if you remember when I was founding Jordan Formula One, the Formula One team that I started, Eddie Jordan started. It was called Jordan F1. I don't know if you remember that, but I started that team, Jordan F1, just after I invented Formula One. And I wanted to just, when all of that time I wanted to do that, I always wanted to just be one of those kind of guys that started the Formula One team. And I didn't, you know, considering I had invented Formula One, I felt that it was pretty reasonable to do that. And all of those things, and then that would be the way that things would go, being an inventor and a Formula One. That would be how it would work. So, you know, there was some things there that I think everybody understood. I had some things that everybody could understand about the way that I invented it, and you know, that's kind of the way I always imagined it was going to go. So, you know, with my invention of Formula One, I kind of had to imagine that was the way it was, and that was the way that it would go. Okay. Hey, it's Dr. Giggles here. Eddie, I don't want to, I don't want to, you know, upset you on nothing. You know, this egotistical bent on you, which is it's hard to take, you know. Let's face facts here. You are given an incredible platform, one that I would think is very important, and yet what do you do? Come on, Eddie. You know, you take us for a ride. A big old bicycle ride. Come on. It's time. I think we all know. Yes, I think we all know. It's time, Eddie, for us to... Just a simple thing. A simple little thing. It's time for us to say no. You know? Time for us to say, I don't think so. I think we will have to admit our strengths and our weaknesses. Eddie, and your strength seems to have been always annoying people, and that's a good one. You know, it's an important thing in the business. I understand it. I'm not sure entirely I understand why that makes you a fantastic or a brilliant TV personality. But sure, no skin off my nose. I am already, of course, a very well-known radio personality, and that's where I sit or stand. What are we going to do? You know, as Dr. Giggles, I think I can only advise you of one simple thing, and it's very straightforward, and it's to make your questions shorter. All you need to do, like, let's go through some questions for you, Eddie. The way you want to ask a question is like this. Do you know if when I thought about a question, when I started questioning things, I don't know, but I could start again, and then, no, nobody wants that. Nobody. Not even Jake wants that. So, yeah. I think what we all face is a very simple truth. And that truth is no. Eddie, please. We all love it when you go and grab people, when you use your personality in the paddock to affect a situation for us. That's good. But we just don't need the questions. Let me present you with a little joke here, Eddie. It's a very simple one. Why did the American Eagle say to the bartender, I would like a beer, but only if it it's poured at exactly the 4 degrees angle and is at exactly 3 degrees centigrade? The bartender said, sure, I'll serve you your beer, but why the big claws? And that, Eddie, is exactly your trouble. Why the big claws? That's it. Okay. I think it's time. We all know that it's time. Okay. Eddie, shut up. Well, that's it for show one. Hope you've been enjoying SidePod Radio. And remember to donate if you can. I've been Alexandronov. Hope you can stick around for all of the exciting shows that are coming up next. I'll be back at the very approximate time of 4 p.m. in the UK. I leave you now with the Dandy Warhols and their track, Love Song. Thanks, and see you later.